Sid Otten, the winningest coach in Washington State history. How you doing, Coach?
Doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Do you ever kind of take a peek at what's going on in the Northwest League during the season, or do you wait until at the end of the season and you just focus on your own game and your own league?
Maybe a coach on our staff might take a look and might share the information, but we got our task in front of us, you know, of some people down here we got to play first. And so we're aware of that league, of course, with its history and the great teams they have up there, but we'll wait till later on as far as trying to first, you got to get there, you know what I mean? And so we got some work in front of us.
You've done a great job so far, 4-0 with four impressive wins, including some bigger schools. I mean, a win at Capitol, a win against Lake City, at Lake City in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. You know, talk about scheduling a little bit. Do you always, you know, year after year after year, go after the big schools in non-conference and some out-of-state things, or is this kind of new for you this year?
Well, for the last 2 years, the problem we have down here is it's a four-team league, and so that means you're playing three league games, and you got to find six games.
Oh, boy.
There might be teams that don't want to play you. And Lake City's in the same boat over there, and so they were gracious to do it. And, you know, and our kids played really well against them and the other ones that that have been, you know, there for us and challenge us. And so, yeah, it's been a tough schedule.
You guys are always up there, ranked in the top five, usually top ten at the very least. This year, though, a little bit different. It's number one with a bullet. I mean, every single vote right now in the AP is going for the T-Birds. Is that based upon maybe expectations of what you had coming into the season? A lot of kids returning from last year's great team?
Well, one thing is I've addressed that with our team. You know, no one's going to remember who was number one in the state on October 1st or whatever. You know, that's not a real big deal. Let's focus, you know, on our opponent, the faceless opponent, the next one, and that's kind of how we try and address that issue. And there was that stretch years ago that we went through and won a bunch of titles, and we were always number one, seemed like, in that thing, but our kids just did a great job of focusing on our team and not getting caught up in all that, and I'm hopeful that this team will do likewise.
And how much does it help that you have players from those teams that you talked about that were consistently number one still with you, still on that coaching staff, including a son of yours?
Yeah, it's awesome to have Tim with us and Tony Prentice and those guys that are on our staff. And, you know, they're true T-Birds. I mean, some of us are transplants and came here, but those guys have been T-Birds all their life. And it's tremendous. They take a lot of pride in this program, and they've done so much for it. So it's great to have them with us.
I'd love to get your take on the buzz for high school football and what type of changes, either positive changes or negative changes, have you experienced over the last 40 years as far as atmosphere at the game, as far as attendance at the game, maybe media coverage for each one of your games. Maybe talk about that, how it's been in Tumwater for the last 40 years, and also when you go out on the road to other towns.
Well, the one thing that's happened here, you know, our Daily Olympian has become more regional, tied in with TNT, and so there's not a lot of coverage for the high school sports. They try and do the best, I guess, they can.
Mm-hmm.
For years, we had Dick Nichols down here with the local radio station, just one of the great broadcasters, and they've cut that out the last 3 or 4 years, so we, you know, we don't have that anymore. But, you know, as far as changes, you know, as far as the coaching part, I mean, I can remember back when I was coaching at Colfax, our coaching meetings sometimes are out pheasant hunting on a Saturday. but you can't do that anymore because of all the technology and how everyone gets so prepared. And then you start doing that kind of stuff, you won't be successful. But, you know, people ask how the kids have changed. There are still kids just like we had before that are just, you know, hardworking young men and take a lot of pride in the program. And so, you know, there have been certainly changes, but there's been some things that have been pretty constant, too.
Tell me about some of the hardworking men on this year's version of the T-Birds. Who's making you go?
Well, you know, the Easton Trake was picked, I think, All-State at the preseason, and he hasn't played yet. I mean, he's had a hamstring issue. And then Griffin Chase, another great one we have, and he got a concussion early in the second game and hasn't played again. So that's what I really admire about our team, is just next man up, you know.
Wow.
You know, and we've had a few more kids either sick or injured, and kids seem to step up. But, you know, it's right now, offensively, our offensive line's developed well, and then our fullback, Jared Barrett, has had a big year going, you know, and helped us to have a real good rushing attack. And defensively, that's an area that we didn't return too many starters, and And they've just done a marvelous job over there developing those guys.
And you got a tight end that caught a touchdown pass recently that you keep a pretty close eye on with the last name Otten, right, Coach?
Yeah, it's kind of, you're the coach and you're the granddad. And so, I'm not going to lie about this one. There's times when you want to be the granddad out there and just watch him for a little while, And
right.
Especially if we're up on a team pretty good. But, he's a good young man.
How many is this now that you've coached both sons and grandsons? How many total?
Well, I had Tim back in 86 for his time through, and then Brad and up to through 89, and then Jaden was 2 years ago. We had him for 4 years in the program, and now we got Cade.
So four. Wow, that's amazing. That is absolutely fantastic. And we're going to talk to Cade here in just a couple moments about his playing, but also about Shirts Across America and him doing a great thing and going over with a bunch of high school kids in New Orleans to help rebuild homes after Hurricane Katrina. Maybe talk a little bit about how proud you are of him and your thoughts about the Shirts Across America organization that you've been introduced to.
Well, I'm certainly proud of him. He's, I think if you talk to a lot of people over here off the field, he's just very respectful and kind and pretty quiet. You'll find that out. But on the field, he goes after it and he really plays hard and he's a team player all the way. And so, yeah, we're all real proud of him. He plays for John Kiley on this basketball team, and I knew he was going to New Orleans, and I thought he was going down there to play a whole bunch of basketball, but I think he only played one or two games at the most. But it was one of those situations you just love, your son or grandson to be part of because, they're learning to be selfless, not selfish, and help some people out. So I think that was a great experience for him.
Well, that's fantastic. Coach, I wish you best of luck down the stretch. Is there a key or two that you can give me and maybe tailored towards this specific team where you can get it done and win yet another state championship?
Yeah, if we just keep the team goal and focus as far as, in the back of our heads, and we break the season into chunks, and phases and focus on each week. And we're just trying to get everyone to improve 5 or 6% each game and play as a team. And if we can focus there and stay relatively healthy, we've got as good a chance as anyone. It's going to be a challenge that we like, which is an opportunity for the T-Birds.
Great stuff, Coach. You've had an unbelievable career, and who knows, another state title may be right around the corner. Thanks for joining us once again. We know we can always count on you at this time of year to join us.
Thank you, Dick.
You bet. That's head coach Sid Otten, the Dean of Washington State Football Coaches.